Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I'm going to tell you about a recent idea I had. You might have heard this before. The people have no bread, then let them eat cake. That was supposedly a famous quote attributed to Marie Antoinette, who was the queen of France, and before the French Revolution, during the French Revolution, and she lost her head, was beheaded, because of her disaffectedness to the populace. The people were starving in her country. Someone comes to her and says, hey, people have nothing to eat. They have no cake. Oh, well, let them eat bread. Too bad for them. They're not rich like me. I mean, that, to me, that's the same thought process that our ruling elite have, especially when you consider how they passed the healthcare legislation onto us who didn't want it. Like 70% of the people, somewhere between 60 and 70% of the people said they didn't want it. But these effete, ruling class, better than thou, disaffected people in Washington just decided that, well, you don't like it. In fact, we haven't even read it, but we're going to pass it and you're going to like it. Like, you know, how about a representative government? Did anyone ever think of that? Well, I think they need to get this shoved into their face and their noses shoved into this, that we don't want socialized medicine in America. We want what we want. And I want the same care that I got before, if not better. I don't want to get worse care and distribute my care to some illegal alien or someone who doesn't want to pay for it. In fact, if I don't want to pay for it, I don't want to have care. I don't think I should get something I didn't pay for. It's very simple. But I guess a lot of people don't think that way. They think, well, it's my right to be healthy. How the hell is that your right? And I even saw signs that said, it's your right to be healthy. It's your right to health care. I mean, what in the hell? Who's teaching these people this crap? Someone is owed something because they're in this country, and they're not even a citizen. That's even beyond comprehension to me. You get your spring bun out of here if you're not legal, and get legal, or stay the hell out. I'm sorry. We could have a guest worker program, and I don't mean be mean to people, but let's face it. If someone broke into my house, illegally living in my house, I'm not going to pay for their health care. Don't make any sense to me. But is it any different for those people who are living in our country? Oh, well, they're doing work for us. Well, they ain't doing any work for me. I mean, maybe they're doing work for somebody else and they're living, but I'm not hiring any illegals. I don't have them cutting my grass or whatever. What I'm basically saying is we should get what we pay for, and if we don't get what we pay for, I don't think it should be given to somebody else. Get your health by taking the appropriate steps. Don't worry about socialized medicine because it's not going to make you healthier. What's going to make you healthier is by taking the appropriate steps for yourself to be healthy. That's what health care is. It's not waiting for someone else to pay for you, throwing caution to the wind, smoking cigarettes, drinking like a fool, overeating, doing no exercise, terrible attitude. And you think you're going to be healthy and it's my responsibility to take care of you. I take care of myself. I'm in better shape than most kids that are in their 30s, in 20s, high school. I mean, go look at these kids in high school. I mean, I'm not all proud of that, but they're in terrible shape. They need to get something done. Well, anyway, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-Asian doctor. Next time you think about, hey, let them eat cake, get a little ticked off about those clowns trying to steal your health care and give it to somebody else.